down on their point.
Okay, I don't know about that.
I'd like to convene a special meeting and work session for the San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1 Board of Commissioners. It's dated Monday, October 21st, 2019. It is 10:30 a.m. This meeting will be comprised of two components. One is ongoing discussion of the interlocal agreement between San Juan Island EMS and Fire District 3. And then the initial review of San Juan Island EMS's 2020 budget. So let's start with the first. That's the interlocal agreement. And I believe we were at the end, if not towards the end, of the interlocal agreement per se, save the Exhibit A. However, since that time, some minor changes have been incorporated into the most recent draft, particularly as proposed by Dr. Appleton. So I would suggest the board review that and rediscuss that.
Well, first of all, there's a typo in 7.1.
Where is this?
We talked about the CID investigation and the typos and sloppy. Well, we're doing the same thing. 7.1 mediation.
Hang on a second.
Fifth line.
Page 3.
Is the district and the fire district shall not be subject to review by an arbitrator. But we're talking about mediation. The next chapter is about arbitration. My feeling is that should say mediator. Okay. Does anyone else have any thoughts on that? I mean, I have never seen an arbitrator come in and tell the mediators what to do.
They're two different roles.
Pardon?
They're two different rules, too.
Right, I understand that. But I tried to make that sentence congruent with my knowledge of the law. And I don't want to upset any attorneys that might vet this. But my feeling is
that makes sense.
I would like that changed.
Well, again, we'll bounce it off of Richard Davis. She is counsel for the PhD. And your change, suggested change, Warren, is mediation, mediator, right?
Mediator.
Okay.
Would the board like me to keep track of these changes, or are you doing it some other way?
No, I'd like you to keep track.
Okay.
They're going to go back and forth, and it gets pretty confusing.
I've written down mediator then.
Okay, great.
So in the last meeting, if I remember correctly, the revised Exhibit A was put onto the table as likewise we're sitting down. We never moved to take out the old Exhibit A, and I'd like to discuss the differences between the two. So I have some questions.
So are you referring to just comparing them to the draft from 10-10 to this 10-21 differences? Or, I'm sorry, we were in the seventh version here.
I need to be clear.
I need to know what we're talking about.
Yep.
So the original Exhibit A, which was more of a job description, that's what you're referencing.
The original Exhibit A, which is been through, it's hard to tell how many official drafts we've had, because we've had many unofficial, or I counted 6 or 7 different drafts, some unofficial, some official. But the previous Exhibit A, which was specific duties and responsibilities, general specific duties and responsibilities, this one.
From which?
It's 10-10.
And 10-10. Financial management and personnel management and other duties had been in at least the 4 drafts, 2 official, 2 unofficial, had been in there for 6-7 weeks. My understanding is Richard Davis put these in there, or at least vetted them. Who put them in there and who vetted them? That's one of my questions.
Actually, I think Richard Davis said, "If this is up to you." I mean, this wasn't legally.
Okay, then who did do this?
So I think I can offer some insight. What was asked was, well, basically, what's your job description, Carl? This came just basically lifted from my interim chief contract. We then realized that that's what was causing a bit of confusion, because if I'm still retained as interim chief, then if Norvin or whomever the designee from the fire department as oversight takes on those delegations or those duties, then I've got nothing to do. And that was never the intent, because he can't run both departments and take care of all those things. We said, okay, what we need to be talking about is the oversight, keep the operations of EMS in-house intact. So what they originally had put in as Exhibit A was really not appropriate, because that's my job description, okay, my contract.
And my question was, who would they put it in?
The Integration Steering Committee. When we started saying, we need this, we should, we asked and said, all right, if there is a job description for what the EMS chief does. So the thought was, well, I can just provide what my job description is. We realized that wasn't appropriate. So that's why a whole new Exhibit A comes about.
Okay.
And this one disappears, because that one stays with me in my contract in my capacity as interim chief. And now the new description in the 1021 version 2 that we have in front of us that we're discussing, the Exhibit A for contracted services is no longer a job description for running EMS. It's a job description that's applicable to an oversight capacity of looking at both organizations.
So this stayed in there for 5 weeks?
Correct. And part of that was, I think, Warren, it was because of our discussion and saying there was a lot of confusion as to, it sounded like the fire chief was an employee of the hospital district all of a sudden. And we realized that, yeah, given the discussion we had,
the fire chief was never an employee of the hospital.
I understand that, but what we were saying is, during the course of the discussion, it appeared there was confusion. People were saying, I don't understand. And we realized that a lot of that came from the fact that my job description part and parcel came over, and so we made the change based on the discussions that we had.
So Exhibit A, who on the committee, the integration committee, reviewed this Exhibit A?
The 1010 one?
This new Exhibit
A. The new one, 10, basically was Rebecca and I, not the whole integration
study. Was it done at an open meeting?
It was not.
Why was that?
Time?
What's the worry with the time?
This is an open meeting and we are reviewing it.
But it got here. I'm asking how it got here, but it wasn't vetted by the whole integration committee. It's just the two of you.
And Chief Collins looked at it as well.
And Chief Collins
was there at that meeting.
And Frank Cardinelli?
Frank is out of town and wasn't able to look at it. However, we also had Richard Davis look at it.
Well, in real time, I understand.
In real time, so.
In real time, when was this done?
Before the last meeting?
It was the agenda, was it, goodness, Nathan, can you help us? When did we sit down? Was it Friday?
Yeah, all of this stems from that question, whether Chief Collins would be a contractor or whatever. And so the next day, talked to Davis, and so this was presented Wednesday to the board, and we handed out these changes. And then it was also reviewed Friday. So it was reviewed twice.
Friday, Chief Collins was there on the Friday meeting.
But one of them.
May I suggest that we focus on the document itself instead of...
That's a good idea. Yes.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out how we got this document, who had input into it, so I can ask the questions that...
Well, go ahead and ask
Commissioner
the questions.
Commissioner Schwenge to the right person. Okay,
so
go ahead.
Yeah. So in summary, Rich Davis, myself, Commissioner Smith, and Chief Collins.
And so my understanding is none of these duties in here, in the former Exhibit A, mm-hmm.
are chief, going to be Chief Collins' duties.
That's correct. Those remain with me.
And he is going to oversee all of these duties.
He's going to oversee me and making sure that I'm doing what's in that old Exhibit A.
And the depth of that oversight is going to be?
More of a collaborative one. He has no authority over me other than suggesting and mentoring and kind of making sure that we're talking the same language on the same page. You ultimately decide whether or not I'm fulfilling those obligations. That stays within your purview.
Okay.
I hope that helps.
I think that's a good, if not great, explanation.
I think the first paragraph in the new Exhibit A contracted services does talk about what the oversight administrator, who is the fire chief, will do. Shall work to facilitate the potential transfer of EMS services to the fire district to ensure consistency, coordination, and collaboration between the agencies, blah, blah, blah. And he's a contractor with the hospital district, and the two boards are signatories to this agreement. So the fire district is delegating their fire chief the responsibility of that to oversee.
Okay. And then this revision was done on the 16th, 5 days ago, by you and Rebecca. That's what it says, draft revision 1016, 5 days ago, up here in the corner.
That's what I handed out to the board on Wednesday before the board meeting. Those are essentially suggestions from two board members to the rest of the board regarding this.
I'm just trying to figure out how it got to us.
Yep.
And then it was vetted on by Richard Davis when?
You know, I was trying to think. I know it was looked over Friday, but I think it might have been looked at Wednesday as well. It was either once or it was looked at twice, but it was certainly looked at Friday.
And did he do any other opinion or give us any other insight as to how this should work?
No, other than he was on the phone at the time that we discussed it and then ran. I think Nathan was taking notes. Created a new copy based on the discussion, sent it off to Rich. Rich took a look at it and said, yeah.
And that was done last Tuesday?
That was Friday.
This recent Friday?
Correct.
After this was put on the table initially on Wednesday?
Yes.
Yes.
The last week?
Yes.
It was vetted after the last meeting?
Yes.
And was it changed from that meeting to this meeting?
I guess I'm questioning whether what all that matters. This is the Exhibit A that we're looking at to have us vet it and to have us look at it and see if there's any problem.
I'm just wondering how it got here to make sure that it got here.
Yes.
I'm just trying to figure out who's vetted this before I vet it. I think that's a fair question.
Frank Farinelli didn't. That's what I said. He's out.
The other member of the committee is Duncan. Did he review
this? Duncan has not looked at this.
Duncan is not. He's on the steering committee, but he's not involved at his request, actually, in this.
I just asked the question. He didn't review it. He hasn't seen it.
No.
Should he see this?
I don't think he needs to. This is really Duncan in his capacity with the steering committee was basically to kind of handle the coordination with the town and that annexation and that kind of thing. And that was, again, per his request as well as said, he wanted to focus on how this whole integration was going to interface with the town.
Okay. Because there's a committee and some of these things happen in committee and some don't. And I'm just wondering how they happen. All right. So facility integration of EMS and fire service by attending meetings. What meetings is he going to attend? Attending meetings. I mean, what kind of meetings is the chief going to attend?
Obviously, here these monthly board meetings. That's one of those. And any time that we start to do community outreach, he'd be involved with those kinds of meetings.
Slow down. I want to write these down.
Okay.
Please. So the monthly board meetings. What other meetings?
Monthly board meeting. Any sort of outreach meetings, whether they be town hall meetings. If there's any sort of time we need to go and talk with county council.
Also special meetings of the board. Meetings. So not just monthly board meetings.
Correct.
Any special meeting that pertains to the integration and the interlocal agreement. Otherwise, he or she would not have to attend.
Meeting with town, any time that I would be expected to go to a meeting to represent EMS, he would accompany me.
Any budget meetings, audit meetings?
Educational meetings?
In terms of educational, how? What kind of?
EMS.
Oh, talking about our training meetings?
Our training meetings.
Generally, my role in like a training meeting is just kind of an update. I really have, and then I participate in the training. I don't know if Norvin would be doing that or not.
Because the meetings that I think they're talking about here, it's facilitate integration of EMS and fire, and training of EMS is not facilitating the integration. So that wouldn't be a meeting that's applicable to him being involved with the chief, with the two chiefs.
But wouldn't him being involved in training be part of oversight?
Well, but the ILA
that's
is specific
operations.
To administrative
yes.
duties, and you're talking about operational
yeah.
duties.
Right. And eventually, the whole plan behind this is that as then we start to get down into the nuts and bolts of operations and response and all that, while this is in place, then we'll start figuring out how we can coordinate trainings better, if we need to supplement, if we're making sure we're in the right direction.
Say that again, very slowly.
So during the course of this agreement, while he's providing oversight, the plan would be we have then the 2 years to get down into the nuts and bolts of the operations. So whether that
could
be...
Wait a minute. But he's giving oversight,
mm-hmm.
and then we have 2 years? I thought this whole thing was 2 years.
Well, that's correct, but we're...
So during the oversight would be how long?
Well, the terms of the ILA would be the 2 years. But during the course of that time, we're working toward full integration.
I understand that. So, but this, you said that in the second phase,
okay.
right, there'd be a second phase, basically a second phase. There would be this oversight, but then in the second phase, he would start to do what?
That's the second phase, and that's indeterminate at this point in time.
So the new board would determine the second phase?
Absolutely.
Yes, yes. That's the successor agreement.
And the successor agreement would be the full integration. And given the conditions that we've already outlaid in here for termination, being obtaining the license and having the funding in place to make it work.
Yeah, the term successor agreement has shown up in the document where it wasn't before. And
Say this again.
Well, the term successor agreement I mean, there's been edits since Wednesday, obviously, and this term has shown up.
Actually, the only edits since Wednesday are the ones on this right.
Yeah. We haven't really talked about what a successor agreement is.
I think the successor agreement was in the very first one, and the successor agreement is full integration. Basically, the original one, which was a draft, and that's caused a lot of problems, was two rolled into one. It was the administrative agreement, and then when those obligations were met, they got the levy, they got the licensing, it would roll automatically into the next part of it, which would be full integration. Instead of doing that, after all the discussions we had and everything, we ended up with this, which is only administration, only an oversight. It has nothing to do with operations. It has nothing to do with the full integration. It's step one in the process. Step two is a second interlocal agreement, which will be done sometime next year, probably, where everything is put together. The new board will decide with the fire board, and everybody will decide how it goes together, what the equipment is that goes with it, what the people are that goes with it, how we pay for everything, how they pay for everything, eliminating the liabilities, if that would be part of the contract, what you take on, what you don't take on. So all of that, the full integration, is up to the new board next year. This is just step one of the process.
So what you just said, all that stuff you just said, was in a previous agreement that you decided to...
Said it rolled into that. The problem is we changed that because we realized it's going to take quite a while to figure out what all the equipment is worth, for instance. That's going to take days to to sit down and say, here's all the equipment we have, here's a list of it, here's what it costs new, here's the depreciation, and here's what they should probably pay for it. Those kinds of issues.
Those were the issues that...
Well...
It was too long?
It was made here in one of these meetings that draft was inappropriate and we should separate it into two.
I don't have any recollection.
I don't have any recollection.
It was a steering committee.
Ever saw phase two.
Well, the original draft, though, had part of the secondary, it was that whole 5-year, 10-year. Remember, that was on the first draft where it said 5 years you can do this, 10 years you can do that. That was because we were rolling into the secondary part of it, which we took out.
Rebecca, I think you're...
Am I confusing
things? I think you've got it confused. We looked at, as we initiated in the steering committee subgroup that was looking at an ILA, one of the first ones that we saw was a comprehensive ILA that started with an initial phase for administration and rolled into the full integration in a phase two. And we said, no. We don't want to do that because... That's going to take way too much time to hammer that out, and we want to have some time operationally to start working these things out so we know what we want to do, how we're going to answer the questions of transferring rolling stock, transferring medical equipment, all those kinds of things. That can come later. We're trying to encompass too much in that. Okay. We came back to Rich Davis and said, no, take that all out.
Okay, thank you for the clarification. I have one more. That doesn't answer my question. When was that? First degree.
I want to say that was
June, July.
Sometime like that. And that's part of the, and I understand part of the angst is when these ILAs came out and first became public, for those of us who've been involved from the very beginning, it's very difficult to kind of try to keep them all straight because we said, no, that's not right.
I totally understand that.
And so that's part of where that's coming from. What we've boiled this down to is to say, let's just formalize the administrative part. We'll work out all the details, the ping pong balls that we have to juggle. But I mean, they're not so ping pong.
Well, operational considerations.
Yes, operational considerations.
And capital assets.
All
and
that
this building and things of that
sort. And that's going to take time, and we need to have some experience behind us to make good decisions with that.
So there, someplace out there, this is June, July agreement, was it ever discussed openly at the integration committee, or was that decision?
Not at the whole committee, because
so
we realized that
in that document someplace, there is, I'm asking this for the new boards, someplace in that document, there is an outline of...
Phase two.
Phase two.
Yes.
But
phase
very
two.
But it's pretty sketchy.
Yeah.
It's pretty sketchy. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not. It's by no means complete.
Didn't you actually start off initially looking at prototypes from Snohomish or wherever?
Okay. Yes. South Whitby.
Was that more Was that more comprehensive in terms of what we consider phase two?
Yes.
Okay. So that should be shared with the new board as well.
Yeah. We've got all that good stuff.
And Richard has those because he and Joe Quinn have both been working on mergers, so they both have great samples of them. So the board will have that.
Phase two,
correct.
Of what a full merger looks like, what a full integration looks like.
So I'm trying to get some of this for the new board, as to where they're going to get resources, because none of this, since it hasn't been in an open meeting, is in any notes or anything. So that I think this is important to discuss
before
these boards change and we can't find things. So,
and Carl is on the steering committee and he will be coming to all the meetings. So if there are questions by the new board, he has those answers. So we don't know what we don't know,
Rebecca. And sometimes you forget things and the case here, it gets confusing. And I'm just trying to, so when I talk to the new board, I can at least give them some update because, as Michael has said, it takes a year and a half to get up to speed.
Right.
And we're going to have a new board, and it's going to try to be getting up to speed with all kinds of things.
And
this big thing is going through the snake to be digested as they're trying to get up to speed. So I'm trying to make it easy for them, and I think that's an ethical issue that we have to deal with for the good of the community so that we do this correctly, because where this is really going to fall apart, if it's going to fall apart, is in the details in phase two. Mm-hmm. So when that new board comes on, I think it's important for us to be able to give them at least an outline where they can find information,
right,
and not have to go through what we're on our seventh meeting of this thing,
right? And those,
and they don't even know what to ask yet.
And those templates are available
through Quinn and
through Davis, and then what we've saved in terms of, like, I think I still have most, you know, if a document came through, I tend to print things out. I'm a, you know, looking at the paper kind of thing. So we've got those. Realize that, yeah. So there, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We don't have to start from scratch.
So one of the things that has been the work product of you, particularly Carl and Mark, are definitions. You know, what does SID mean? What does the interlocal agreement mean? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's a multi-page document that I think is ready to be submitted to the new board, and we should use that forthwith. Again, to help them get up to speed. Things are much more confusing now than it took me a year and a half. But that was in 2005. And indeed, it took me a year and a half to get up to speed.
And we were all faster in 2005. I ran faster in 2005.
I'm not talking about running. I'm talking about...
say anything else. I just said we're all faster. So there's a list of definitions. Where's that list?
That's a work product. I'll let Mark Commissioner Sweeney talk about
it. It's a work in process.
Right?
It's a work in process. I think we're up to version 6 or 7 on that. So we're adding definitions. What we want to do is present to the incoming board some information, a list of people, a list of names, of definitions. So when they step into their roles, prior to stepping into their roles, they'll have a beginning idea of who the players are, what the terms are. Definitions for things. There's a lot of acronyms to get it spewed. So.
And there's a bit of history in there too, Mark.
Yeah.
You know, putting things in context. In other words, you know.
Yeah.
The SID has been ongoing since 2015 or whatever the heck.
With four new commissioners, it's going to be a lot of catching up. So we want to give them every.
You got 2.5 months to get it done.
Oh, it's
virtually done.
You got to get it done.
We are getting it done, Nathan and I
thought he said
Mark and Dr. Edwards and everybody.
Carl.
We submitted this big document, and they've made suggestions and all, and we were not in a meeting or getting ready for a meeting. We have it all ready to make each one of them a notebook, to have the code of ethics, the bylaws, the commissioner guide, this document with all these important things, the latest of whatever this agreement is, y'all do, just all kinds of things, and we are going to call them into our office when we have some available time to call them into our office, and we'll present that to them. So it is being worked on.
Well, I'm not arguing it's being worked on. I'm just wondering.
We will because present they're that gonna, to
in,
them.
Let's see, this is almost November, December, January. Two months and.
They're on top of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just, I...
They're doing a good job.
We take that
because
to
a couple
heart
of them
that
have
we
come
need
to, me
to
and
educate
said,
them. We do this every time a commission board changes. We educate a commissioner. And this time we just happen to have 4 commissioners. So it's a lot, and they have a lot to learn, and we are fully aware of the time crunch. And, you know...
I have been aware of the time crunch,
so,
and I'm trying to figure out why there's a time crunch, and we're not doing other things.
When you have 7 meetings to
like
prepare
to
for.
I'd like to say thank you to Pam and Nathan for their hard work for many long hours on the subject. It's taking a lot of forethought, and they are very committed to this. It's very much on their plates. So thank you both for the hard work and the long hours.
And I would say proactively educating a new board or an individual coming to the board is unique. We've never done that before. Certainly wasn't done in my case in 2004. But you know, there's a lot to be turned over to the new board starting in 2020. And we're trying to get ahead of the curve, and I think that the panel...
I commend you for that.
Excuse me.
I commend you for that.
You interrupted me, though.
I'm sorry.
And thank you for my comment. But again, this is in addition to the ongoing duties of Pam and Nathan, and with all the other balls that we have in the air, and it's not just the ILA, that's a substantial part of it, but it's a SID, and it goes on and on and on. Extraordinary work burdens for these folks, and plus this extraordinary being proactive and trying to get the new board
in. Yeah, I'm printing out the documents at home at night sometimes because our printer is just being used all the time, and to print out these all these longer documents and all, it's you know, advantageous to be at home and using a printer, which is not prohibiting Nathan to get ready for meetings, and but yet we're trying to get this out to the commissioners as fast as we can, and we are aware, and you know, thank you for being concerned about it, but we're doing our best.
I never said you weren't doing your best. I mean, I'm just, all of a sudden I learned about this list of definitions 7 minutes ago, and I just wondered if any, do any of those affect definitions in here?
Yes.
And I, after this meeting later today, because I have three meetings, I can send you the document that we have, and
okay,
you can add your suggestions. We want everybody... Yeah, we want the board educated as much as we can. It is a big, unprecedented thing in the whole state of Washington to have four new commissioners out of five come on. So, we've done a lot of brainstorming with other districts, too, on just how to get them up to speed as fast as we can and be respective of their time and be able to come on the board and be able to work as
are the other
Back
districts going to steal this from us?
No. This is ours.
Well, I don't know.
It's our work.
It's so good. If I was another district, it's a public thing.
No, we're going to sell it to them.
Well, I thought about that, but you can't because it's a
public document. But some of these things are unique to our district. We have a unique district, so you know, some of the things will be applicable to others and some places it would not.
I don't mean to belabor the point, but we're back to... So we're actually, as it turns out, that's a great segue. Definition of stakeholders is going to be in there?
Probably.
It doesn't dial down to define legal terms. It's the big picture. There's a lot to learn.
It doesn't
dial down to define legal terms. It's just giving them a general understanding. May I encourage us to return to Exhibit A?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm doing. Is I'm on Exhibit A the word stakeholders. I'm just wondering who that implies.
So
that's not a legal term. That you said that wasn't a legal term. You made it up, but it was vetted. So I just wondered who the stakeholders are. That employees.
It's still a working document. So
I understand.
We'll add that.
Stakeholders includes employees.
Carl, who would you define as a stakeholder?
So let's have either Carl or Rebecca, who are intrinsic part of the ILA, the latest version, and including Exhibit A, march through it top to bottom. Because they have the background to share with us more in terms of...
Well, I'm just asking questions.
Yeah.
I'm happy to have you guys make the lead.
They should take the lead. Sure. Yeah. So.
Go ahead,
sure.
Carl.
As far as my understanding, stakeholders is just kind of a term that's in common usage, and where we've looked at it is anybody who's got something to say. So employees, volunteers, community members, we've included people like elected representatives. We've included people such as homeowners associations. Those kinds of things we all view as stakeholders. No formal definition, though.
Well, I'm sure Merriam-Webster has it.
Probably.
Either Merriam or Webster has it.
Mm-hmm. One or the other.
Yeah.
So.
Just continue on down the list.
Sure. Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
So I think that covers our facilitate integration. So the second bullet point would be work with both boards.
Wait a minute. Labor representatives, that means the union?
Yes. That's the only labor rep we have.
It's a general term.
In the PhD. Union.
I'd suggest that you put the local in there.
Well, that might change.
And also, it might not just be local. I mean, who knows? We might have somebody from... If they're reviewing the contract, who knows what kinds of people. I mean, this is a general term. This whole sentence is more general. We don't want to make it so specific that he's not facilitating integration with all of these various groups, and we could put et cetera. I mean, it's an example of what he's going to facilitate.
And I would tend to agree. I mean, we definitely laid it out as general duties, because if the union representative does change right now, what is it, IAF? I can't remember the number. It's always in my report. But if they decide to change their representation, I guess the point is not to lock them into a specific. These are supposed to be more generalities.
Well, we'll just say the two new boards, or at least one the new PhD board, having to amend the same thing. You know, that's an exercise in futility, being all locked up and blocked up.
Moving to the second bullet point. Work with both boards and the interim EMS chief to coordinate transition to integration of EMS and fire.
So what standard are you going to use to, I mean, the new board will look at whatever we're calling this position that the fire chief is going to have.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll look at that, or I would, if I was the new board, I'd look at that, and what standard do we measure to make sure that that's correct? That the work is being done correctly and appropriately and timely. What's the standard there?
I'm not sure if a standard exists other than the one that you set as the board. I think timelines.
So your anticipation is the new board will set that standard?
During the course
because
of the
it's
reporting.
Not here.
Right. During the course of the reporting, at least the way I feel about this would be that if the new board receives a report, doesn't like the timeline, doesn't like the way things are going, they can add the input to that. If it gets to the point where they're not feeling like they're getting cooperation, they revoke the agreement. We go back to status quo.
I understand it, but we're not putting a standard in there to measure up to.
It's a monthly reporting that they're going to be giving. So monthly reports, so when they come to the board monthly and they report, if the board isn't happy with what they're doing, then they say, we want you to do something else, or we want you to stop doing this, or... And again, this is not to be specific. These are general duties and responsibilities. So it's saying that they're working with both boards towards the integration. That could be any number of things. To have to list that out would be impossible because you don't know the timeline right now. That's one of the issues. What is the timeline?
That's been the issue since day one.
The steering committee hasn't even come up with what, you know, for sure, what kind of levy, you know, they're going to end up with. So, you know, the timeline for that might change. So it would be impossible to put a timeline, which is why we ended up with the general duties and they're coordinating the transition.
Okay, next.
Okay, so coordinate collaboration.
So there's no standard there. That's what the question was, is there a standard? The answer was long, but there is no standard.
Well, the standard will evolve between both parties, the Fire District 3 as well as the new PhD board.
My question is, is there a standard
now? It will be regionally specific, and no standard is out there at this time for a good reason, because there's a lot to be considered that we don't know about at this time.
And that's my understanding too. Is I don't believe that there's anything out there codified in other places that we can say, you know, a checkbox that we can look at. I think this is the standards are going to be determined by the board. We'll get to move on to the third bullet point.
Please
coordinate collaboration between EMS and fire to the extent possible.
Wait a minute.